Welcome to another interview provided by wishlistproducts.com. In this interview, we speak to Philip Mutry. Philip is a relatively new marketer who's experienced tremendous success in a very short period of time. You'll hear during the interview one of the key factors to that success is his application and creative use of Wishlist Member. You'll hear him talk about the type of membership site that he's created with its primary purpose to actually create a community that he himself uses as well as others to build their business. You'll also hear him talk about how he's using a two-tiered application method with Wishlist Member using the pending feature along with all of his creative applications and uses of things like the broadcast feature, email notifications, as well as his integration with SimplePress, a forum for WordPress. You'll also hear Philip share some of his tips, tricks, and strategies for increasing interaction within a membership site, and you'll hear him talk about some of his ideas for increasing loyalty throughout the site. So sit back, relax as we dive into another interview and explore the creative applications of Wishlist Member. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Stu McLaren from Wishlist Products, and we have another great interview here today with a Wishlist Member customer. Today we're going to be speaking with Philip Mutry, and we're going to be talking about how he has been using Wishlist Member, his membership sites, and his tips and tricks for those of us who are getting new membership sites going. So with that, welcome to the call, Philip.
Thanks, Stu. Glad to be here.
All right, Philip, before we get into talking about your membership site and so forth, can you just give us a little bit of background on yourself and, you know, how you've come to this point where you're running different membership sites?
Sure. Sounds good. I'm the founder and CEO of Extreme Wealth Potentials, and what I came into online business for was to help people achieve success by overcoming obstacles, holding them back in online business and marketing success. More specifically, my passion is helping marketers and other budding entrepreneurs use strategic online marketing skills to start, build, run, and grow any type of online business from start to finish. I did actually start my online business February 12th of 2009, having nothing structured online and having a zero list. And basically, you know, You build the list and the income comes. And part of the hardest part of internet marketing is building that list. And it took me from February 12th to approximately the second week of August to get up to about 2,000 subscribers. In that time, trying to find joint venture partners to do an ad swap. Where I take my ad copy, I give it to my joint venture partner. He sends out my ad copy, and I do the same for him, and we exchange free traffic. This is where I found this great product called Wishlist Member, and designed by you, Stu, and Tracy Childers, and I bought a 100 site license for it. So I decided, since it's so hard to find joint venture partners to do these ad swaps with, I decided that I was going to use the Wishlist Member plugin and create my own site, which is jvlistbuilding.com, and I would basically market that and have joint venture partners come and sign up for my membership, thus bringing them underneath my nose on my desk, and then I could have them find me to make these joint ventures happen.
Gotcha. So you were basically looking to create a membership as a way to attract more people for possible joint venture partners to be able to promote various products and services. Is that correct?
Exactly. And it's worked like you wouldn't believe.
That's fantastic. So you mentioned that the site is at jvlistbuilding.com. And you're using this as a way to attract people who are interested in doing different various joint venture promotions. Talk to me about what went through your mind as you began putting the membership site together. And with that, do you have, is this a an ongoing membership? Is it a protected area? Can you kind of give all of our listeners, you know, an overview of what type of membership this is?
Well, what the membership is, this membership site, like as I said, I did buy the 100 site license, but this membership site is primarily for people to come who wish to build a massive list of subscribers through joint venture list building partnerships absolutely free. That's what it's intended for, and what I use it for is when people come in as a member, I screen them because there are so many forums out there and so many different membership sites out there where people take advantage and screw the little guy, and they aren't honest, they're distrustful, and believe me, it's happened many times to me before, and this is definitely one of the reasons why I wanted your product, and I haven't been disrespected since, to be honest with you. I haven't run into that problem where I've been scammed in a joint venture. And I don't know if you've been through it before, but there are a lot of people out there that do that. But basically, when I do the screening process, what I love about this wish list member is that every time a new person registers, it automatically sends me an email, and I set it up in a way that everything is protected right as soon as somebody registers. And the plugin, it's so easy to configure this plugin to make this happen. So if you were to come to my jvlistbuilding.com, you register for an account, the wish list member plugin sends me an email saying that I have puts them into a pending membership and sends me an email. So then I turn around and I email that person to screen them, asking them what their list size are, what their average URL clicks are, and any references that they may have to give them the free membership, because basically this forum is based on building like, know, and trust relationships. So any of the internet marketers that are within this forum now, which is currently just a touch over 100, are all honest people. And what I'm using, it is a membership forum. So I'm using what they call SimplePress. It's a forum script that is for WordPress. So you can go to that site and try and access the forum. You won't even get in. It will just automatically take you to a registration page. Everything is 100% protected, and it's like a locked-in fortress with this with Wishlist Member. It's just a wonderful product, and it's great.
Awesome. Well, we certainly appreciate that, Philip. We love hearing about, you know, how people are using it, and we certainly appreciate your kind words there. And so for everybody listening, basically what Philip is saying that he's done is he's got a site, and he's protected all of the content behind that site, and the primary method that he's using to communicate with everybody is a forum that he's set up, which is using the SimplePress plugin. And I don't know if you know this or not, Phil, but I'll certainly pass it on. You may be using it. I don't know. But for everybody else listening, SimplePress and Wishlist Member now have full integration with one another. And what that means is that you can have parts of a forum that are protected and parts of a forum that are open to the general public. This is done now using the Role Manager plugin, because you can set different roles within SimplePress, and likewise you can have roles within Wishlist Member. So all you need to do if you want to have protected threads is you create a thread that's only available for a certain role, and likewise you would then create a membership level that has that same role, and now you can have threads that are protected for different levels. But regardless, I think what you're doing here, Philip, is you've made it real easy, real simple. You said, look, you're either all in or you're all out. And if you're all in, you have access to the entire forum where you can communicate with one another and you can set up the joint venture relationships, which is the purpose behind the site. And if you're not a member, and they try to click on the forum, it takes them to a registration page, which you've set up as your non-member error page, and that way people register, and now you, on the admin side, you're screening everybody, and that's what I'm hearing, to make sure that everybody that comes into your membership, although it's free, they're still qualified and they're still quality people. Is that right?
Exactly. Because I'm not just looking at protecting the material that is within the membership levels. I'm also protecting my members. The last thing that I want to do, and this is a great benefit of Wishlist Member, is it allows me to screen people before I allow them to have membership status. If I was to not screen somebody and I was to let them into my membership levels and into that forum, and then that person turns around and he's distrustful and he lies to somebody within there, then it comes back down on me. And Wishlist Member, the plugin, the membership plugin for this membership site, it basically rules that out because I go through a 100% screening process. So anybody that gets let into the membership level, the upgraded membership level, I know is going to be trustworthy and respectful to my other members. And that is 150% important to me.
Awesome. Well, and so just so I'm clear and so everybody who's listening is clear, what you're doing is when people register for the free membership, they get added to, let's call it member or level number one. And then after you screen them, you then upgrade their membership level status to, let's say, level two. Is that correct?
That's correct. There's a pending process which keeps them in pending mode, which will not let them have any access to anything within the membership plugin until I actually upgrade them to list builder status.
Gotcha. That's a great way of using this, Philip. I really like that, and I appreciate you sharing exactly how you got that set up, because I think everybody listening will, you know, certainly get a variety of different ideas, because in your situation, this is a generally a different type of membership. You're really looking to build a community of people who really work with one another rather than come to a membership site necessarily for information. So it's a slightly different setup, and the number one important factor for you is what I'm hearing you say over and over is, look, I want to make sure the integrity of the people that do become a member is very, very high, because as a site owner, I'm responsible and I want to make sure that everybody in here is of high quality and that can work with each other and that nobody's going to rip each other off, because ultimately, I as the site owner, I'm responsible. And so you're using essentially a two-step registration process. They come, they can sign up for free, but they still need to be screened by you in order to have full access. Once they've got full access, that's kind of like your stamp saying, okay, this person's good to go, and then they're in and they can begin communicating with everybody else.
Exactly.
Awesome. All right, now with that, Philip, what lessons have you learned when it comes to setting up a membership site? Obviously, you've now had experience with Wishlist Member. What did you learn along the way when it came to setting up this site?
Well, that is a good question, Stu, because when I first went to the sales page for Wishlist Member, it had said that this plugin was so simple to set up. All you had to do was install your WordPress, install the plugin, and you could have a membership up and running in really, I believe it was less than 3 hours. I can't remember what it was, but let's just say a ballpoint of 3 hours. To be honest with you, when it came to setting up this membership, I bought the domain name listbuilding.com. I installed WordPress using simple scripts out of my control panel at bluehostingdomains.com. Then I installed the membership plugin and the forum. Now I had this forum, all of the levels set up within the forum, the membership set in, all of the redirects for if you tried to access without becoming a registered member, going to the registration page. I had that all set up in less than 3 hours. This membership site that, if you were to go to jvlistbuilding.com, was a complete membership site that didn't even take 3 hours to make.
Wow, that's awesome.
I had it done in one evening.
That's got to make you feel good.
Oh yeah, it makes me feel great. And I do want to tell you also, Stu, one of the can I give you a couple of benefits of the membership plug-in and what it has done for two benefits that it has done for me?
Certainly, yeah.
Great. One of the benefits of Wishlist member is that I did tell you that by the second week of August I had 2,000 subscribers on my list. The third week of August is when I decided to implement Wishlist member as a membership plugin for WordPress. I am now in less than 10 weeks 56 subscribers, less than 12,000.
Wow.
So with this Wishlist member plugin and allowing to bring joint venture partners to me to do joint ventures with has really benefited me, because going from 2,000 subscribers and having very limited income from that small of a list up to just short of 12,000 in less than 10 weeks has put me into a good six-figure income a year. And it's just amazing how I know it's not a typical thing for success like that, but in my case with jvlistbuilding.com and Wishlist member, it has given me the opportunity to create joint venture partnerships that has put me into a good six-figure income in less than 10 weeks. Another benefit that I greatly appreciate about Wishlist member is the broadcast system, because the broadcast system is amazing. I can send all of my members information on upcoming events, information about new leading technology and joint ventures in the internet marketing niche that we're in, and especially if somebody you have question about, I can also send a broadcast asking the other members if they've ever heard of this internet marketer. If I'm a little bit leery on somebody, then I can send out a broadcast to get a little bit of feedback from somebody that may know that person and say, you know what, yeah, it's good, let them in, or no, it probably isn't a good idea. And as well, you know, we have forum contests as well, where every month the larger people help out the little guys, and the more posts that go in there, we offer. There's two people that are admin with me, and that would be my brother Charles Mutry and another internet marketer named Jit Apal. And basically what we are doing is on a monthly basis, and the contest that to keep people motivated and helping each other out, it builds that circle relationship, and then what we turn around and do is we offer a free mailing to our list. So those are two major benefits over the past 10 weeks of really setting this up. Is the broadcast system is amazing, and I put myself into a good six-figure income and going to be going over 12,000 subscribers, I would imagine before 1:00 p.m. today.
Well, you know, it's wonderful to hear that, Philip. I mean, the fact that you, number one, you thought of a creative way to use it. A lot of people obviously use it to set up a membership site. But one of the things that I like that's unique about your situation is you came at it from a different angle, and you wanted to use it as a way to attract joint venture partners that you could then work with, you know, to help build your list. And, you know, by the sounds of it, it certainly happened by leaps and bounds, going from 2,000 subscribers to 12,000 subscribers in a couple months. I mean, that's a big deal. And then but I want to touch on a couple other things that you mentioned there, which I think are very powerful for everybody listening. And that is one of the ways that you're encouraging community interaction. And, you know, for everybody listening, within your membership site, the more you can get your members interacting with you and with each other, the more they become a part of that community and the more successful your membership site will be. And one of the things that you said was you're really running contests to encourage people to help one another, and I think that's really, really powerful. Are there other things that you're doing to encourage the community aspect and to increase interaction?
Basically what we do is it's all part of the screening process again as well, because I mentioned that I ask what the list size is, and I ask what the average URL clicks are within an ad swap of a joint partner, and when they send out an email, how many average clicks do you normally get? But you go in different levels. In internet business and internet marketing, we look at things going at different levels of business. So if you're into zero to 500 subscribers, by the time you hit 500 subscribers, you're really into a new level of business, because then people with a list of 1,000 and 1,500, they'll pay attention to you. So you may have to, the person that has 500 may have to send out a couple of emails to match the traffic of the 1,000 or 1,500. And when you get into 1,000, then you're into a new level of business where you can joint venture with people that have lists of 2,000, 2,500, 3,000 lists, up to 6,000, and 5,000 to 10,000, where you get into where you can either send out one email to match traffic or you can send out two emails to match traffic to the larger list. But one of the greatest things for making things happen in the circle in this circle that we have here is that when I ask these people what their list size is, then I'm able to send out I send out a welcome email every month saying to the new members, and plus we also have different levels in the forum. Like there's ad swap requests for 1 to 1,000, 1,000 to 5,000, 5,000 to 10,000, 10,000 to 25,000, and so on. But the amazing thing about being able to do that, and what makes the true relationship out of this membership, wishlist membership plugin, and what it allows everything to do, is I can see that a few people or four or five people come in and register that have a 500 list. Then I turn around and I can get them into a little ad swap group among themselves so that they can just partner up right away. And when you do something like that, whether it's a person that has a list of 500 or a person that has a list of 1,000 or 5,000, they turn around and they love you for it. And it builds a great rapport, and it just basically builds like, know, and trust relationships all the way around. So then afterwards, I can approach somebody that, say, has a list of 2,500 or 5,000 and say, you know what? We have a member that is just starting out and has a list of 1,000 or 500 or 1,000 people. And if in that area there isn't another person to set them up with, I can say, do you mind helping the guy out? And out of basically anybody is willing to help that smaller person. And plus, it's part of the incentive of the contest too, because that way that person is helping out that smaller person, which in return, if the more they do that and the more points that the members get for that, I am going to send out to my large list for them, and I'm also helping out the smaller guys as well, and it just works. It's just a great concept of making this inner circle work.
Well, you know what, Philip? I love it. I love it because you're really in there in the community. You're really looking out for your members no matter what level they're at, whether they're beginners or whether they're more experienced members, as you said. And the thing is you're reaching out and creating, you know, interaction. And I think oftentimes that's one of the most powerful things to do. It's that personal touch that really takes your membership to another level and demonstrates that, hey, you know what? You are there for your members. You're there to help them get the biggest benefit from being part of that membership. And you're right. It does increase loyalty, and it does create a better and stronger community within your site. So I give you a lot of kudos, Philip. You're doing so many things right, and I encourage you just to keep doing it. I mean, my goodness, look at the success that you've had so far, and this is just a very short period of time. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing, my friend. I mean, you've really come a long way in terms of, you know, where you were, where you are now, and certainly where you're heading. As we wrap up, I want to ask you, do you have any final thoughts for people who are thinking about starting a membership? And if so, what advice would you give them?
Absolutely. If anybody is even remotely thinking about setting up a membership site, I would highly recommend that they do exactly what I have done and create a WordPress blog and purchase Wishlist Member. The plugin, because it is so simple to set up, and when you log in to download the plugin, there the videos, the step-by-step videos that are in there, are amazing. It walks you step by step. But also, you know, I'm in the making the actual construction of a paid membership site now, which is going to be easy to implement. And I've been looking through the different spots in within the plugin and the integration. It's easy. You just drop down the menu, click on what you want to integrate with, and boom, there you go. So my highest recommendations is don't even hesitate to even think about not getting Wishlist Member, because it is one of the easiest. I would say it's very easy for a techno dummy, to be honest with you. You don't really have to know anything to set it up. It's straightforward, and the step-by-steps are there, and it would not take anybody any time at all to set a membership.
Awesome. Well, Philip, where can people find out more information about you and certainly your sites?
Well, I have many. My membership site is jvlistbuilding.com. My blog is at philmutry.com, and you can find my actual business page at extremewealthpotentials.com, and you can find me on Twitter at www.philontwitter.com, and that will redirect right to my Twitter profile.
Awesome stuff. Well, Philip, I want to thank you very much for this interview today. Lots of great tips there for everybody listening. I'm going to quickly recap them. Number one, Philip said, look, when I was creating a membership, I came at it from a different angle, wasn't looking to create a paid membership with ongoing content. I was more looking to create a community of like-minded individuals who could help one another really grow their business. And as such, he set up a site to attract those type of people. And more specifically, what he did was he used the pending feature within Wishlist Member so that he could pre-screen all of the people applying for this membership. This was a free membership, but the most important thing to Phil was to make sure that the people joining the membership were of high quality and would be able to help one another really grow their business. And so he used the pending feature, and so when people come to the site, everything is protected. But when they try to access the forum, they're taken to a registration page. Registration is free, but then it requires Phil to then upgrade their level to the full access level, and that is part of the personal screening process that Phil invests his time in order to make sure that the members joining are of high quality. And so that's the process that he's using, and you know, the big question is, has it worked? Absolutely. I mean, for Phil himself, he's grown his own subscriber list from 2,000 subscribers to 12,000 subscribers in a very short period of time, all by participating and building and creating a community of people who are helping each other, and certainly he's helping them and they're helping him. And part of the thing that I really liked about what Phil was saying is, look, I kept it very simple in the beginning. You know, the core membership site I was able to set up in less than 3 hours. And The big feature that Phil are using all the time, we talked about the pending period. We talked about the broadcast feature. He loves using the broadcast feature to be able to communicate with the members, to be able to notify them of upcoming things, to be able to welcome new members and so forth. And the other big thing that he uses, obviously, is the email notifications. So when a new member signs up, that is being sent to an email address where then Phil takes over to finish the screening. The big takeaways that I really appreciate Phil sharing was how he is using the site to develop and create interaction amongst its community members. He says, we have the forum set up using SimplePress, and what we do is we encourage others to help one another. We do that by running various contests where members earn points and rewards as a result of helping each other. And the key thing with this is, he said, look, when a member signs up, because of the nature of our site, there's going to be members at different levels of skills or at different levels of business, meaning they have a smaller subscriber list or they have a larger subscriber list. He said, one of the things that we do to help facilitate that difference is we create groups of people who are at the same level who can then work with each other. And as a result, that increases the interaction between those groups of people, which increases the loyalty because people are getting started. They're actually using the site and they're getting benefit from the site and everybody's winning. He said the other thing that he recommends is when you have a membership site, reach out to some of your experienced members to help the new members coming in. This can really go far when it comes to encouraging and welcoming new members to get involved and to join the site. He said by doing that, everybody wins. The new members win because they feel welcomed and they can get started right away. The experienced member wins because in his case, he rewards those people who help one another. And of course, Phil wins because the more people are interacting, the stronger the community and the more successful the site will become. So lots of great tips there. Phil, I want to thank you very much. It's been a wonderful interview and I really appreciate your time here.
Not a problem, Stu. I love doing it. Love doing it. Awesome. Glad to give tips out to those who are looking forward to creating the membership site and with Wishlist Member.
Fantastic. Well, there you have it, folks. My name is Stu McLaren from Wishlist Products, and today our guest was Philip Mutry from JV List Building. So thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
For more information on how you too can build your own membership site using WordPress, visit www.wishlistmember.com. There you'll find the solution that thousands of people around the world are now using to quickly and easily create and manage their very own membership site. If you like WordPress, then you'll love Wishlist Member, and with our world-class support, tutorials, and help guides, your site will be up faster than you ever imagined. By the way, when you do get your site up, let us know because we love hearing about our successful customers. Until next time, from our entire team at Wishlist Products, we wish you all the best and look forward to working with you soon. Take care.